light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. De-stressifying presents a grounded, real-world path for transforming stress from an energy that depletes you into fuel for clarity, compassion, and purposeful action. Drawing on psychology, neuroscience, and timeless contemplative wisdom, David G. offers simple, repeatable practices that fit into a busy life without requiring perfection or long retreats. He demystifies how the stress response hijacks your day, then shows how to reclaim the space between trigger and reaction through breath, meditation, and moment-to-moment awareness. The book blends relatable stories, short exercises, and day structuring rituals that help you build resilience brick by brick. Instead of asking you to escape your life, it teaches you to meet deadlines, relationships, and uncertainty with steadiness and heart. Whether you are new to meditation or seasoned, you will find clear protocols, micro resets, and powerful reframes that make peace of mind a daily baseline rather than a someday goal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science of stress and the choice point. David G. begins by unpacking what actually happens when you feel stressed. He explains the body's ancient survival circuitry and how modern triggers flood the system with stress hormones, narrow attention, and push you toward fight, flight, or freeze. Importantly, he reframes stress as a neutral signal rather than a personal failure. That shift creates a choice point, the brief but trainable gap between stimulus and response. Through gentle self-inquiry and body awareness, you learn to notice early signals such as shallow breathing, clenched muscles, racing thoughts, and reactive language. The book then maps how awareness downshifts the nervous system, inviting the parasympathetic response to restore balance. You are guided to track triggers, identify repeating patterns, and connect them to unmet needs. Practical checklists and reflections help you move from unconscious reactivity to conscious responding. By understanding the mechanics of stress, you gain both permission and a roadmap to intervene skillfully, preserve energy, and redirect attention toward what truly matters. Secondly, meditation and breath as your daily baseline. Meditation is presented not as an escape, but as daily mental hygiene that conditions your nervous system for steadiness. David G. teaches a foundation of sit every day, even for a few minutes, and builds from there with approachable techniques. A signature practice is the 16-second breath reset, a simple four-part breathing cycle that interrupts the stress spiral in under half a minute, anywhere. He also offers mantra-based stillness sits and mindful breathing you can weave into morning and evening rituals. The guidance demystifies posture, duration, and how to meet wandering thoughts with kindness. You learn to seed your day with a morning prime that sets intention and coherence, and to close the evening with a gentle wind down that tells your body it is safe to rest. Over time, these anchors become a baseline of calm that travels with you into meetings, commutes, and conversations, reducing reactivity and expanding your capacity to choose wisely. Thirdly, pattern interrupts and micro-practices for busy days. De-stressifying shines in its catalog of short, real-world tools you can deploy on the fly. You will learn pattern interrupts that break looping thoughts, such as a one-minute breath ladder, a quick body scan, and mindful micro-moves while standing in a line or waiting for a call to start. The SODA method. Stop, observe, detach, awaken. Turns any trigger into a mini-training session in presence, while environmental tweaks like phone boundaries and calendar buffers create space for better decisions. David G. encourages stacking habits onto existing routines, so a commute, coffee, or doorframe becomes a cue for a reset. There are scripts for pausing before replying, reframing deadlines into commitments, and transforming self-talk from harsh to helpful. You also learn to use senses as anchors: sight, sound, touch to return to now. These small, repeatable practices compound, giving you reliable ways to downshift stress without needing extra hours or perfect conditions. Fourthly, emotional mastery, needs, and conscious communication. Beyond quick fixes, The book guides you to work with emotions skillfully. Stress often signals unmet needs such as safety, connection, or autonomy. David G. shows how to identify the need beneath the feeling and to meet it through self-care, boundary setting, or clear requests. You will practice naming emotions accurately, welcoming them without fusing with them, and choosing a wise next step rather than a reflex. Compassion is framed as strength, starting with yourself. Practical exercises include journaling prompts that trace a reaction to its root, and communication templates that shift from blame to ownership and curiosity. You will learn to listen actively, validate without agreeing, and make specific, doable requests. These skills reduce relational friction at work and at home, creating trust and psychological safety. By honoring your values while staying open to others, you transform stressful interactions into opportunities for understanding, collaboration, and growth. Lastly, purpose, ritual, and lasting fulfillment. Lasting peace of mind comes from alignment, not only symptom relief. David G. helps you clarify personal values and craft a simple purpose statement that acts like a North Star when decisions get noisy. He invites you to design rituals that embody those values across the day, from a mindful first minute after waking to an evening reflection that harvests wins and lessons. Gratitude, service, and kindness are positioned as powerful state shifters that expand perspective and resilience. You will learn to architect your environment, to make the supportive choice the easy choice, and to celebrate small wins so momentum builds. The book emphasizes integration over intensity, choosing consistent micro-steps that compound into durable change. Fulfillment becomes the natural byproduct of living in alignment, rather than chasing outcomes. With clear practices and compassionate encouragement, you build a life rhythm that protects your energy, amplifies meaning, and sustains calm through change. In conclusion, Distressifying is for professionals under pressure, caregivers and parents juggling many roles, students navigating uncertainty, and anyone who wants less reactivity and more ease without checking out of real life. If you have tried to think your way out of stress or have struggled to keep a practice, this book meets you where you are with practical, compassionate guidance. It benefits your life by giving you a toolkit that works in minutes, a daily baseline that stabilizes mood and focus, and a values-aligned compass for bigger choices. Choose this book over others because it blends science with heart, big ideas with step-by-step protocols, and meditation with on-the-spot resets you can use in a hallway, a meeting, or at the kitchen sink. David G. speaks plainly, offers doable actions, and builds habits that last. The result is not just fewer stressful moments, but a steadier, more purposeful way of living. If you would like to support David G., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. 9